Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you have to tell me?
Thanksgiving's coming up and I got a lot of special stuff in the works.
Duh.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't every day be Thanksgiving?
Okay, I've had enough fun for one day.
Let's get this party started!
Enjoy the show.
Yes! It's Friday. It's Friday for me. It's Friday on a different day for a different member of the show every day this week.
And then there were two.
Yeah, I know. Kevin took off on Friday. Courtney's last day was yesterday before the Thanksgiving holiday. And today is my Friday. And then, Sue, you're covering for Lance again tomorrow, right?
Yes.
No, where is she? There she is.
Hi. Yes, I am. I am Lance all holiday weeks. I kind of like holiday weeks around here.
Yeah. You and me tomorrow, you know? Sue. Just you and me.
All right, then.
I got some plans, so
do
get
you?
Ready.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, Tim. That
he actually does.
Yeah, one of those plans involves being 20 minutes late, so I hope you can hit that first one yourself.
That's no problem.
I'm just
read
kidding,
some poetry.
Sue. I'll be here. We're going to have fun.
And Tim has been saying that his brother might come in, too.
Oh, that's cool.
I've heard rumors of that. Yeah, I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny, but it's a possibility, Sue.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
He's coming from L.A., right?
He's in town right now.
But, I mean, it's going to be even earlier than early for him.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when he's been waking up since he got here, but he always gets excited to come in and talk for a little bit, so.
Yeah. And speaking of guests, we're going to have a bunch on today's show. Nikki Glaser is coming in.
Nikki Glaser is going to be here probably by 8:30, I would say.
Okay, and right around 8:30, we are supposed to interview Susan Tedeschi Watson, who plays Beth on This Is Us.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
So I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do with Entertainment Schmig.
Oh.
Because they said 8:30.
Got it.
Like, okay, I'm not going to tell you no.
Yeah. And she's also in that new Mr. Rogers movie, Beautiful
That is actually why we're interviewing her, yes.
Ah.
I think we'll figure it out. We're all radio professionals here, right, guys?
Yes.
Except for me.
We have foodstuffs coming at 8:05 this morning, Entertainment Schmig as well, and it's all about Thanksgiving and Black Friday already, because a lot of people, since Thanksgiving is so late this year, they started Black Friday early. There's a crazy weird deal, like the weirdest deal you're going to find on Black Friday.
Mm.
And... yeah.
So will this be will this Friday be not as crazy as it usually is? Because I've also seen that so many places are starting things earlier for the reason that you just said.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that'll change how intense this Friday gets at the stores, the lines,
yeah,
all that.
And not just the deals, but I think some people are, well, I know I'm freaked about how late Thanksgiving is and I have already started stuff. So I don't know if it's going to be as crazy as it normally is.
I think it will be.
You think so?
That's my official prediction.
Here's the thing. On Sunday, I hopped around to like four or five different stores getting stuff for Thanksgiving, and I either hit up the places that weren't busy or hit them up too late, and everything had died down.
Maybe.
But then other people I talked to said every place they went to was nuts, and it gave them anxiety. So, I don't know. I went shopping late in the afternoon on Sunday, which was a risky gamble.
That was totally risky.
But I had an event the night before, so I didn't get up until like 11 o'clock. But I think people were up on Sunday at like 8 a.m.
Oh, they were out Sunday.
Getting hustling after it.
Yeah, my mom bought a TV.
She did?
Yeah, she...
Wow. That just seems like a major purchase for a Sunday. Good for her.
She had this little space in her shelf that she wanted a TV. So she came back with this huge box. She and my brother-in-law went, and we were like, there's no way that's going to fit. She's like, no, it's just all the extra packaging it says right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, the TV was way too big.
Oh, no.
It was a little bit misleading, but they showed a measurement between both sides of the stand, like the feet that go on the hotel, on the television, but it was way bigger.
So yeah. Tim got a new TV.
No, I didn't. They brought it back.
Oh,
you got another one. But you gotta be careful out there. Measure, guys. That's my hot holiday
tip. Measure twice.
Measure twice.
Cut once.
What is the saying?
Measure twice, cut once.
There we go. Carl the intern in for Kevin the intern today, folks.
Yeah. And your weather today, it's going to be a lot cooler. Well, not really that much cooler than it was yesterday. 62 the high today, and then tomorrow a high of 47. Looks like it's going to rain and... Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Courtney's gone. Kevin's gone. We have Carl, the intern, in for Kevin. Hi. Sue Thomas is in for Lance. It's Jen. It's Tim. And it's questionable content.
Why is it? Jen doesn't like questionable content.
Well, I was like, okay, we'll do this story, but I honestly don't know how to...
Give it a shot.
Joe Rogan talking on his podcast. He has a pretty popular podcast.
It might be the most popular podcast that there is.
Yeah. If you don't know what it is, I'm pretty sure it's called the Joe Rogan Podcast or the Joe Rogan Experience.
Experience.
That's it.
So he hosted Fear Factor twice, 2001 to 2006, and then he did it again because he needed the money from 2011 to 2012. He said they asked him the second time and he had young kids and they offered him a ton of money. So he was like, okay, but almost as soon as he did it, he regretted it. But, you know, the remember when Fear Factor first came out and you're like, this is wild.
You're in a coffin with bugs.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great. It was really well done.
But every show had to top the next.
Mm-hmm.
And they made them eat a lot of stuff.
They said that finally it got canceled. There was an episode involving a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
And they said after that, the show was over.
Wow.
Yeah.
So often that happens.
It was pretty nasty.
It jumped the donkey.
Yeah. It really did. It really did. Oh, and look, we've run out of time for questionable content.
That's it.
There we go.
And the donkey was friends with some NBC execs, so
they didn't
like that. You know, by not saying what it was that we're talking about, the implication is far worse than what the thing actually
no,
is.
No, it is exactly.
Maroon 5 on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Don't forget, we are getting you registered for the $10,000 shopping spree. It's happening at West County Center. It's brought to you by West County Center and First Community. $10,000. You're going to qualified for that. And just for getting qualified, $50 to Bravo Kachina in West County Center. Around 6:20 somewhere, you'll hear the carolers. Then you'll call in and you could win.
Yes. All right, and it's always so awesome running around and just, like, living vicariously through our winner, who's usually in shock, and we kind of have to hold their hand and help them figure it out.
I got to see it last year all for the first time, and I had a great time. It was exhilarating, I got to say. They made some smart moves. They had time to spare. They knew what they were doing.
You have to go in with a plan.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, there are some people who have it mapped out, like, to the penny.
Wow.
I'm going to go here, I'm going to go, then I'm going here, then I'm going here. Someone brought coupons one time and, like, ended up getting way more than $10,000.
Respect.
Yes, totally. And then one time we had a person who, like, was totally shocked, did not have a plan, and stood in a store debating over whether they should get tan shoes or black shoes, and they were each like $200. I'm like, you realize you still don't realize what $10,000 means.
Wow,
the clock is ticking. I was like,
money.
Buy both of them, buy a really expensive pair of earrings, and let's move it along.
Exactly.
But I'm sure I bugged her because she was just like,
oh, I'm freaking out,
shock. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, come on, I don't want you losing this money. There's a new survey out because a lot of people are traveling for Thanksgiving about annoying house guests and what they do. Do you have people staying with you, Sue?
No, I had them early, so they're gone, and I'm just doing a local Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have family coming down, too?
Nobody stays with me because I have my place doesn't lend itself to people staying with me, but they all crash at my parents'.
Okay.
And it's not like last year we had a ton of, we were at capacity.
Yeah.
But this year, no, my brother's in town and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. My my brother-in-law, my husband's brother and sister-in-law are coming in with their kids. And last night we were texting back and forth, like, they're not sure if they're going to come in tomorrow night or Thursday morning. They're coming from Kansas City.
And then Jen Myers, I know, is probably very stressed about that and would like to know immediately when they're coming in, right?
In her defense, I agree.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just saying.
Yes. It didn't really bother me. She kind of asked, like, when Thanksgiving, when we're eating on Thursday. And I said, I'm flexible. Like, I have appetizers that we can eat if
you
we want to have a later
right
dinner.
Your teeth.
I did not. I have a, you know, you all yelled at me about snacks and dip. So I put a charcuterie board together. Okay. I'm ready.
Nice.
I'm ready to go.
Thank God.
And if they come in a little bit later, I think I'm going to do the Webster Kirkwood turkey trot in the morning.
Ta-da. It's packed. So just let you know.
Yeah. It's like 4,000 plus people.
That's not
that's Thursday morning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I could see that.
So I'm like, that's all right.
Carl, you guys have people coming in?
My sister-in-law just left.
Oh, okay.
So, and everybody else lives in town.
How many annoying things did she do?
I don't know, because I was here all weekend and did not see her for more than 10 minutes.
Wow, okay. Mm. All right.
I won that one.
So the list is, the list is like your standard stuff, but it seems weird. Like staying up late and watching TV with the volume cranked up. What guest is doing that?
Yeah, nobody. That's not good.
Smoking in your house?
Mm-hmm. Do people still do that,
can
really?
Can you imagine?
No, well, I cannot.
So funny. Growing up, my mom smoked, and I used to beg her, like, please stop. She quit when I was in college, and she had a guest come over and stay, and she's like, she just smoked all week. My dad was like, yeah. Right?
Welcome to our ex-world.
You don't realize until you don't do it anymore.
What it's like, Peggy.
Leaving a mess behind when they're gone.
Yeah, you got to clean up after yourself. So.
Breaking something.
Yep.
Or damaging something. If it's, you know, if you're being careless, yes. But most of the time it's an accident. I mean.
Yeah, if I'm staying with somebody and I break something and they see it, I always replace it.
Yeah,
and they see it being the key phrase.
Otherwise, it's tucked away in a drawer, and they're like, when did this happen? Snooping around.
My wife locks the basement.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have down there?
What's in the basement?
Good Lord.
No, whatever you don't want to be found, you put in the basement.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
What's in the basement? The basement.
Yeah, right.
Star Wars toys.
Oh.
Or arriving unannounced or without an invitation.
Drop-ins.
My one of my relatives was notorious for never getting back to us about whether or not they were coming. And then one year my mom said, hey, if you are not coming over for Christmas, or since you're not coming over for Christmas, I want to drop the presents off before Christmas Eve. And my aunt said, what are you talking about? We're going to be at your house for Christmas. And it was like 2 days before. And there are seven of them.
Oh, that's brutal.
I think my dad eventually had to say, you're not allowed to come over anymore.
Oh really?
No, I don't think it was like that. But they said something like, we're not doing the holidays this year.
I mean, how many cases of family not talking is based on something that happened at the holidays?
Just
right?
The holidays, yeah. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think 99% 75? Of family arguments are the holidays.
Yeah, could
75,
be.
Maybe 75.
Yes. I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Cancel Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Hold on, Jen. I just got a text from my wife. It's the reason that she locks the basement, because that's the elf shop. That's where Santa's putting together all the presents.
Oh,
and
that.
Therefore...
That's therefore. Just made up nonsense. No. I don't know what you're talking about there.
Keep your head up. You can let your head down.
People is dumb. They're out there even when Courtney goes on vacation. This one's from Florida. A 56-year-old guy named Sergio Ferraria from Largo, Florida. He has a bumper sticker that says, don't drink and drive. You'll never believe what he was pulled over for.
No.
Expired plates.
Well, here's the deal. He was driving his truck. He rear-ended a car that was stopped at a light. And when the cops got there, he was drunk. He admitted he had, quote, 4 18 to 20-ounce cans of Busch Light.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was arrested for a DUI. I mean, I think that sticker's probably a reminder for him, and he just didn't see it.
You can't see that.
Yeah, exactly. Way too dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. You should defend him in court.
How often, I mean, even to this day, if the family's all going somewhere, when I was a kid, certainly, you're all fighting over who's sitting in the front seat. And to this day, we do if we're all sharing a car. And my brother and I will, we will throw punches, we will wrestle, whatever it takes. It's a big deal. It's not just about the comfort of the ride. It's a respect thing, right?
Yeah. One of my kids got in the front seat. You know, they really haven't been old enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest is 10, and so he's really not old enough. But we're driving like a half a mile home from school, I let him sit in the front one time, and he's like, wait a minute, these seats are heated? And I was like, oh no, game over.
It's like first class.
Yeah, right.
He's never going back. Well, let me tell you about this. There's a 27-year-old guy named Brett Brzezinski. He's in Blakely, Pennsylvania. Last week, he and his girlfriend were picking up his 20-year-old sister, Brianna Brzezinski, from work. Brett and Brianna Brzezinski.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, she got into an argument with her brother about who was going to get to sit in the front seat, either her or her girlfriend.
Yeah.
It got serious, to the point where they started physically fighting, and when the cops showed up, Brett took off and got into a high-speed chase with his girlfriend hanging out the window of the car.
Whoa.
When Brett finally stopped because of a traffic jam, he and his sister both got out and attacked the cops.
Smart.
What?
Good plan.
Yeah, the Brzezinski parents, not their most proud moment. They were both arrested and charged with assault and resisting arrest. Brett's girlfriend wasn't charged. The cops say that she was a victim, and she's filed a restraining order against the entire Brzezinski family.
Wow.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
All of these end of the decade and end of the year lists are coming out, and they have the biggest touring artists of the decade. Pollstar released it. Who do you think's at the top?
Who made the most money in the decade, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is?
We're talking over $1 billion.
Not Ed Sheeran, right? I mean, I know he put up some crazy numbers, but of the whole decade,
He's number three, actually, Ed Sheeran.
Really? Okay.
Taylor Swift's number four.
I mean, Springsteen was out a lot in the last decade.
Number nine.
Stones?
Number two.
Oh, wow. And did we say T-Swift?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Four.
Four. Yeah, four.
Oh. Madonna?
Not in the top 20.
Wow.
Somebody else.
Played here.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah, how'd they do?
13.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Played outside at Busch Stadium.
Oh.
Def Leppard again?
Billy Joel?
No. What did you say, Sue?
Was it U2 again?
Yes!
Oh, wow.
$1 billion.
Oh, Jen.
Oh, yeah, they were supposed to be at the Dome, and that got canceled.
Yep.
And then they came back to Enterprise Center.
But their 360 tour, that ran from 2009 to 2011, so over two decades. But that is the top grossing tour of all time.
Jeez.
Wow.
And their total for this decade doesn't include the full Joshua Tree tour.
That's the one we missed.
Which hasn't wrapped up yet. I saw it in Chicago. I'm not going to tell you that it was maybe one of the best concerts I've seen in my life.
So you're happy with them being number one?
Yeah, they put on a good show. And Joshua Tree from start to finish was pretty great.
Oh, Beyonce at five.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce, Bon Jovi, McCartney, Coldplay, Springsteen, and Roger Waters. Elton John at number 11. That's why he had to go back out on tour again.
Yep.
He wanted to be the top 10.
But no, really, I mean it. I want to be in the top 10 tour. Dancing with the Stars last night, and spoiler alert, if you didn't see it, Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette ended up winning the whole thing.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're doing a Dancing with the Stars tour. The top people who were in last night's episode, Kel Mitchell came in second, going out on tour, and Christy Brinkley's daughter and Kate Flannery from The Office are also joining them.
Good, because we haven't had a female win in a while, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming
here. Been a long time. And interesting that they, you know, we talked about Kate Flannery because she improved as the season went on, and she was maybe eliminated before some other contestants who weren't as great.
Yeah. So, ABC's got to love it, too, with a Bachelorette winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll talk to Nikki Glaser when she comes in a little bit later because she was on Dancing with the Stars, eliminated the first week unfairly.
That's right.
And some other people we complained should have been eliminated that first week. Went on to win the whole thing. And by some people, I mean Bobby Bones. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, annual tradition. I love to watch it.
I've done it three times as a balloon handler.
Really?
But yes. Carl, I swear to goodness, you are the only person who says this story. Of course you were.
Yeah, right?
I did Thomas the Tank Engine one year. I did the Red Power Ranger another year. And then the third year, I did one of the turkeys, like the generic
sure
Macy
yeah
ones.
Big old turkey.
Yeah,
well, guess what, balloon handler, you're out of a job this year.
I know, I heard.
Strong winds.
Oh, bummer.
So I mean, as NBC, what do you do if none of the balloons fly at the parade?
You still get to do all the musical acts that they do.
They're just like, but none of them are going? And they just don't do them?
They say
heavy.
They might not.
No, I know.
They might not fly.
Some of the stories about the things that have happened in the past when they have done them, because obviously that parade's been going on forever, are wild. I mean, power lines, people getting injured, all
yeah
kinds
they knock
of crazy
out the traffic lights.
I don't know why yes that's making me laugh. It shouldn't, but it's just,
it's like Snoopy.
It's like watching a train wreck. It's always, you know.
Yeah. How'd you great get that scar? Snoopy fell
exactly
on
it. Yeah, right. And thanks for bringing up Snoopy. Today is National Good Grief Day.
Good grief.
Celebrating Charles Schulz's birthday and the Peanuts. That, I believe, is why Courtney Landrum took the day off.
Because
she can't stand them.
She loves grief, though.
Yeah, she does. American Music Awards, the ratings, another all-time low. But, you know, we kind of forgot about them on Friday night. These were maybe the most entertaining AMAs in a long time. Great performances. Post Malone randomly saying he likes grapes in his acceptance speech. And we find out after the fact, some people thought that Selena Gomez was a little shaky during her performance. Someone said she suffered a panic attack right before going on stage.
Ooh.
Because of all of her health issues, she hasn't performed on stage in years. And it's been 2 years. She said it was an important song in her career, Lose You to Love Me, about, you know, the Biebs. And she really wanted to deliver, but she had a panic attack.
Wow. So she got through the performance?
She did. She
wow
did.
I didn't see it.
And Post Malone, not only loving grapes, but he also has the new number one song in the country with Circles.
Way to go, Post.
We love you very much, and I love grapes, so thank you so much.
There you have it. That's Entertainment Schmig. I would normally say more Schmig at 8:40, but that is a little up in the air because we, I think, are interviewing...
seven people are going to be here.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Good.
You know, you'll get your Schmig at some point, folks.
Nikki Glaser will be in studio, we think, around 8:30, but also we're supposed to interview Beth from This Is Us because she's in the new Mr. Y98 with Adele on the Courtney and Company Morning Show playing today's best music mix. This story is creative, if nothing else. There is a website called cameo.com where you can get a personalized video from a celebrity. I'm on there right now. I sorted, as I do, from high to low prices. Caitlyn Jenner is the most expensive at $2,500.
And these are just quick shout-outs that they record typically like on their phone that you would get so that they can wish a friend of yours a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. The Wayans brothers, they're $1,000 a piece. Marshall Faulk, $500 for a message. And then let's do the flip side, shall we?
The cheapest.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes is $500.
Worth it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a guy from the Washington Wizards who's $25. Admiral Schofield. A bunch of people I don't know.
Yeah, it's like YouTube stars.
YouTube stars. Lots of influencers.
UFC fighters.
Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell is $42.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Tim, you need to, this can be your side hustle here. Taylor Lauterman from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
She's worth more than $50, don't you think?
Well, yeah. Well, a lot of people do it, and they'll give the money they make on Cameo to charities, so it's a good way for them to support good causes.
Yes. So, there's this girl, her name's Cheyenne, and she decided to use this service and hired Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray to deliver a message to her boyfriend, Braden.
This cameo was booked by Cheyenne, and she wants you to know a few things. And this is a little difficult for me to say because it's the first one of these I've done, but she wants you to know that you mean a lot to her. You mean the world to her. But she's having difficulty staying in this long-distance relationship. She still cares about you a lot. You never know what the future may hold. She wants you to be friends, and she knows that you're a fan of the band Sugar Ray, which I'm honored.
Oh, no.
I wish I was delivering you good news. Hopefully I can see you backstage, give you a high five someday, dude, and we can maybe laugh about this sometimes.
But he ended with, hopefully we can hang out, but Cheyenne just wants to be friends right now, bro.
That's poor Mark McGrath. I mean, he's a saint, so that was kind of the tail end, but at the beginning, you can tell he really feels bad about the whole thing, and he sort of digs himself in. It's funny.
And he's like, and he admits this is the first time someone's actually hired him on this website. He's like, oh good, I got my first cameo.com, and it's Cheyenne wants to break up with Braden because Sugar Ray's his favorite band.
How do you think Braden's taken that? You can't be 100% upset. Mark McGrath just made you a video, right?
That's
true. But now it's gone viral, so he's either like getting tons of calls from other people, and it's maybe the best thing that happened to his dating life, or he's totally embarrassed.
I know. I think it's a very positive thing. Cheyenne says all the right things. She just has Mark McGrath say them.
Long distance anyway, so it's not like they were seeing each other every day.
That's just brutal.
I know, right?
I don't know, man. I think I would kind of like it.
I feel like it's in poor taste, and you know she did it so it was going to go viral, and she's just heartless.
I like it.
Cruel and heartless.
I think it'll help both of their dating lives.
You know, you might be right, Tim.
Yeah.
No, she already had somebody.
Including Mark's, too. I think Mark was.
Yeah. And I think on cameo.com, he needs to up his asking price to $200.
Yeah. And they should have played When It's Over in the background. Right?
Well, then you have to pay for that.
Yeah, that's true. I think about that. Extra money.
All right.
7:05. Stops. So with me, Tim Convey, it's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Also, we're on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Great view of my Dolly Parton mug. It's worth tuning in for at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on Instagram. So much to get to. Let's start with this. Today is the day that the Starbucks Black Friday deal starts. How exciting is that on a Tuesday? Who saw it coming? Not me. Here's what you do. You can buy a gray Starbucks tumbler for $40. And every time you bring it to one of their stores in January, you'll get a free grande hot coffee or hot tea.
See, that's...
You want me to do the math?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I've been ordering hot tea from there, and it adds up. It's too expensive for me.
If you get one of these things, you would need to drink about 21 coffees in the month of January to make a profit. For a lot of people, that's not that crazy.
It's every day.
21. God, I feel like some of the teas are like close to $4 by the time you order it.
Yeah. Not a bad deal.
Yeah.
And it's probably a real good-looking tumbler you get out of the deal.
It's an okay-looking tumbler.
You're not crazy about it?
Well,
it doesn't go with your other tumblers?
No, it does. Well, I mean, I like more colorful ones, but they want it to be, you know, they want other people to be able to use
it. They want it to work for anybody. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fashion, Red Lobster is selling ugly Christmas sweaters with a built-in insulated pocket to store your Cheddar Bay biscuits. They say it's ugly, but it's not like horrendous. It's I think it's kind of cute, personally.
Who dumps food in their clothes?
It's like a little lobster with with snowflakes.
It's got snowflakes, little shrimp in there, and then it's got an insulated pocket for the Cheddar Bay biscuits, much like last year my brother the pizza hoodie. It's got a pouch for your pizza. He wears it regularly, sometimes with pizza. I think this is a good item. Red Lobster launched an online store. You can get it on there, and that's where you get it. Limited time only.
My Cheddar Bay biscuits don't make it to a pocket.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, I get a Cheddar Bay biscuit going
straight to your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Your
right mouth to the pocket. Stomach. Yeah, I know. It sounded... I didn't want that isolated, so I was trying to think of a different way to say it.
It's okay. You did great. It's food stuff. It's a safe area. Thanksgiving. Dark meat or white meat?
Dark.
Or do you not care?
Dark, don't care. Dark. I like the dark. It's got...
Tell me everything, Jen.
It's... I don't know how to avoid saying the M word. Listen, it's not dry.
No, you can say it.
Listeners have already started posting it on my Facebook page.
moist.
Oh, to which I just had the green, emoji where you're, ready to hurl.
I understand.
It's fine. I'm going to therapy to get over this word because everyone just likes to troll me with it now. It was like, may your Thanksgiving turkey... Happy Thanksgiving, and may your turkey be... Moist.
Oh, look, you said it. See, it's not so bad. But that's why. And I mean, I like white meat, but the dark meat, baby. A thigh? Yes.
Wow.
Carl?
I don't care.
Really? Okay.
I don't care. They're both equally good and they have their own uses.
And Jen, moisture aside?
I used to be straight up white meat, but I think the dark meat, it has a different... consistency and a different taste, and so I might do a mix of both.
What do you think America says?
White.
Oh, white.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
50% of people say they prefer white. 32% like the dark better, like Sue. Yeah.
Come to the dark side.
8% aren't sure, and 10% just don't eat turkey.
A bad turkey, not worth eating. I think it starts as a kid, because I didn't like the dark meat as a kid. Didn't eat it, and then continued to not eat it until one time I accidentally bought chicken thighs instead of chicken breasts at the store, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Not that bad.
Oh, no.
So you never liked drumsticks
as a kid? That's what I mean. As a kid, that's what you got, a drumstick, no? Mm-hmm.
No drumsticks for me.
Really?
Wow. No. You're not going to see me walking around a theme park with a giant turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my style.
Totally. Those things are not turkey either.
yeah, I know. What turkey is that big?
What is it? What do they say it actually is?
Processed
meat. An emu or something?
an emu? Oh, my.
Is that a thing?
Lord.
I don't know. Somebody told me that.
That's
foodstuffs. Making it up and passing it off as fact.
That's right. The point is just enjoy your turkey. That's it. Another foodstuffs coming up at 8:05, so don't miss that.
Foodstuffs!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. We're going to have another warm day. I mean, it was almost 70 yesterday. That's ridiculous.
It was. It was nice, though.
It was great. And then the bottom's going to drop out again. So welcome to the polar coaster. But today we're going to see a high of 62. And
I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
Y98, the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's 7:24 with so much to come on the show. Comedian Nikki Glaser is going to be with us around 8:30. I think we're talking to Beth from This Is Us around that time as well. She's in the new Mr. Rogers movie. 8:20, you can also qualify for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree at West County Center, brought to you by West County and First Community. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about what would you eat for $1 billion. And I think Tim might run this whole thing because you said anything. Pretty much anything goes for $1 billion.
People don't realize how much money $1 billion is. So
Should we lower it to $1 million for this then?
I mean, those are wildly different answers for me.
Right.
$1 million and $1 billion. But yeah, we can. I'll break it down for you guys.
Okay. All right. So that's up next. And I'm going to be out at Lion's Choice today from 11 to 1 for Bikes for Tykes. Raising money. So far with their roundup program, you know, if your meal is $9.15, you can round up to 10. That's how that math works.
Oh, wow. What is that, 85 cents?
I'm not sure. You can also add $1, $5, $10, whatever you want. That money goes to Bikes for Tykes. It goes until December 6th. So far, they've raised over $17,000 for Bikes
great.
For Tykes. I know, it's
cool.
pretty awesome.
A lot of bikes.
And I'm going to be at the one in Rock Hill right down the street from my house. So come join me on Manchester Road.
Coincidence.
I know. Actually, it
must
is.
Be nice.
Yeah, I know. Okay. New survey said millennials are ruining something else. But I don't know. When you read into it, I don't blame them.
Okay.
One third of them want Secret Santa banned in the office.
Oh.
Why?
Why?
They say that they are dipping into their savings or having overdraft protection kick in because they don't have enough money for all this stuff.
Oh, they're buying too expensive gifts.
Can't you just opt out?
Yeah, I think some places it might be mandatory.
Then you look like a jerk.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They said 73% of workers between the age of 23 and 38, you just missed the cutoff, contribute more than they can afford to workplace things like Secret Santa. Secret Santa, they put everything in there. Secret Santa, birthday celebrations, cakes, office parties.
I get it.
But they're going after the Secret Santa.
Yeah.
We changed it a few years back after the controversial Secret Santa of 2012.
What happened?
People were complaining about their gifts.
The gifts that they got.
Yeah.
Were too expensive or too cheap.
Or like not what they wanted. But it's one of those things where it's like don't spend more than $10 and buy a couple little gifts. People complained.
Who puts expectations on a gift exchange?
So after that, someone, not me, someone was like, we're canceling this. And then they changed it. So now we have a giving tree. And you can buy gifts off the tree to give to different charities in St. Louis.
Which is what it's
much better.
It should be.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with the millennials on this one. I get all that stuff. You're trying to, make a buck and then people are like, and now we're doing this. And you're like, I don't want to give you anything. Yeah.
I have a friend who did something earlier in the year. They were doing a different thing every month. Like one month it's Secret Santa. This month, I don't know what they're doing for Thanksgiving. But last year they did something where they mugged people.
I'm sorry?
What?
Like give people mugs?
They need to, yes. So you had to buy a mug for someone and put stuff in it. But they called it like, you've been mugged.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't think would work in our.
No.
And no.
Our workplace.
If downtown. I had to do something every week like that, I'm already out.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
Even I think they do it every month, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. You'd have to pay attention and care.
I mean,
once a month.
And I think once you get mugged or something, because they do it over Halloween, like you've been booed.
Oh,
and you have to put a little note up on your door that shows, hey, don't come to me.
I've already done it.
Like, I'm surprised half the employees didn't put something on their door like, I've already been mugged.
That's right. Go away.
Sorry.
Oh.
I don't want your stuff and I'm not buying you stuff.
Yeah, that's a group I wouldn't want to be involved in.
Yeah.
Right there with you,
getting
Tim.
Mugged, getting booed. I don't need any. Those are all bad, bad things.
Yeah.
I've been booed enough.
On stage.
On stage, on the radio.
In life.
Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show.
Tough day for you.
This list is making me ill. I know you say $1 billion is a lot of money, and $1 million is still a lot of money, but I don't know if there's anything on this list I would eat for that amount of money.
Okay, people don't have perspective. Everyone throws out $1 billion. $1 billion is 1,000 millions. Okay.
I know.
And everyone's always like, he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. No, they're probably not. There are just over 600 billionaires in the United States. So if you've ever been to Del Mar Hall, you could fit all the billionaires in the United States in Del Mar Hall and still have room for more. That's not that many people. There are about 2,600 billionaires in the entire world, which means if you had to, you could fit them all into the pageant. That's not that many. A billion is a phenomenal amount of money.
Okay. I mean, you're still putting it in
millionaires
perspective.
Millionaires are all over the place.
But even reading these in my head, I'm like, I'm gagging. Okay.
It would immediately change your life. So,
a million or a billion? Well, a
billion. Actually, all right. in my world. But yes, a billion is crazy.
A million would change your life for sure, but not in the same way a billion would.
Okay, let's do a little lightning round then.
I just don't think you're going to come up with anything. Listen, I don't know what the amounts are, but if we're just talking about a bite, I don't think there's anything out there that I wouldn't take a bite of for $1 billion.
I have to agree.
You're right.
Okay, so Tim's a definite yes. So you just chime in if you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you eat a whole raw chicken that's rotten?
For a billion.
For a billion? Yeah. You'd throw up, but...
Yeah, and then it would all get out of you.
Okay.
But yes.
Yes.
Would you drink a gallon?
You really started big there. I thought it was going to start out with like spoiled milk or something.
No. It's a billion.
It's $1 billion.
Yeah, okay, good.
Let me put this in perspective for you. You could fit all of the United States billionaires in Del Mar Hall and still have room for other people.
Yeah. You're right. You make a good point.
She's using your own words against you, Tim.
I see what you did.
Would you drink a gallon of clean toilet water from the bowl?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, I'll do that now.
Right after something just happened in there.
Well, then it's not clean.
You said clean.
Yeah.
It's clean. Like something just got flushed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But it got the full tank flushed. Water. Yes.
Yum.
$1 billion?
$1 billion,
yes. Absolutely.
I'm just going to tell you on this list.
Del Mar Hall. When's the last time you were in Del Mar Hall?
Recently.
Okay.
The highest percentage is 56% of people saying yes to something. 44% said they would do that. Only 27% of people said they would eat the rotten raw turkey. Chicken, whatever it is. A bowl of freshly clipped toenails. A large bowl.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, not even a question.
Like a quarter of people.
That's difficult, though.
Well, of course. They're all difficult. So is $1 billion.
No, I'm saying, like, actually difficult to eat that.
Sure.
A plate of spaghetti with Parmesan cheese. Oh, wait. That's not a giant heaping thing of Parmesan cheese. That's dandruff.
Oh,
100%.
Okay, that was the highest. 56% of people said they would do that. That's as high as it gets.
Yeah. Wouldn't even hesitate.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all.
A cupcake made entirely of earwax.
Oh.
That's brutal.
Yeah, a billion?
Is there a time limit?
That's 10%. 10%.
$1 billion. There's 600.
A gallon?
Yeah.
A gallon of blood.
Oh God. Yes.
A lot of blood.
I mean, I would try. I don't think your body would allow you to consume.
I'm not sure.
I think you would immediately vomit.
You're not supposed to drink a gallon of anything at one time.
Yes.
A very large live rat.
Live?
Live? No.
Yeah, you have to Ozzy Osbourne it?
Live.
You'd have to, you know.
Okay, so Sue's out. Sue's fine.
I can't eat a live animal.
That's not happening. And so were most people. 7% of people said they would do it. Here's the most disturbing part. What? Go ahead.
I'd have to run some tests on this rat.
You're not allowed to run tests. It's $1 billion.
It's $1 billion.
Maybe not,
because if it was going to give me a life-threatening disease immediately, then I...
You don't know. That's the risk. For
3 weeks to spend your billion.
All right. Yeah. We found everyone's thing.
I gave conditions, but if you told me that rat was, you know, healthy and disease free,
a lab rat.
No, you just don't know. It's just
street rat.
Street rat, no. Lab rat,
yes.
Oh. Give me a fork.
Oh,
I'm saying it's $1 billion.
You got to Ozzy Osbourne it. You got to bite its head right off.
Here. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And I'm never mind.
And you're what?
I mean, it's $1 billion.
I'm on your side on this.
You can invest wisely, make $2 billion.
And have all the live rats you want.
Those people couldn't even fit in this room.
And you could force other people to do the same thing.
I wouldn't do that. It's been a good exercise.
Yeah,
would you not do those things?
Jen was out on chicken.
Once you put it, that one is a tough one.
The dandruff thing, I'm doing for $1 million.
Earwax.
Without even thinking about it.
Listen, I didn't even get to the part on the list where they asked if you would eat your pet, and more people would do that than a live rat.
What?
Oh, you mean cook.
Right?
cook your cat or dog.
That's different.
Okay. No, I'm not saying. They said 13% of people would eat their own pet. Nope. That is almost double the amount of people who would eat a live rat.
That's a that's more of a moral dilemma where you'd have to live with your. That would be. That's a different thing.
Well, just know if you're in Del Mar Hall with 100 people, 13 of them are not right.
Oh, man. How?
Y98 Maroon 5 Memories, part of today's best music mix on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kind of a palate cleanser after we talked about whether or not you would eat your dog or a live rat for $1 billion.
There's something special about that too, because Roy Blunt was outside getting ready to go talk on the talk station, our neighbors, and he's outside looking in the window, no idea that we're in here going, yeah, but would you eat a bowl full of fingernails?
Not fingernails, fingernail clippings.
Fingernail clippings.
There's a different. There's a big difference on that one.
He's in there now on his way out, though. I'm going to ask him where he stands on the $1 billion. What would you eat?
That's something that can bring everyone together.
Exactly. Mm.
All right. If that brought you down, it's time for the sweet spot. I feel like we're going to turn this show around.
I'm ready.
Although Tim was exhilarated by the last
exhilarated
segment. Okay. Just shows you how one little act of kindness can change an entire person's trajectory. There's this guy back in 2017, so 2 years ago, a family in Greenville, South Carolina lost their backpack. And Ben Williams found it. He was homeless. And at the time he was addicted to drugs and pretty desperate. But despite all of that, he still went and returned this backpack to the family. He wrote, he had to do a combo, riding his bike and walking 7 miles to their house just to return it. Right after that, he hit rock bottom. He was arrested for drugs, headed to jail. But the family whose backpack he returned found out about it and they volunteered to sponsor him and showed up in court. And the judge said, okay, instead of going to jail, you're going to go through addiction counseling. And you can avoid jail as long as you stay clean. Mm. 2 years later, he just graduated from the program. His next goal is to become an addiction recovery coach so he can pay it forward and help other people get clean.
Wow.
And is clearly still in touch with this family, all because they lost their backpack.
Awesome.
See, now on the flip side, Tim's sister and brother-in-law lost a suitcase and the bomb squad came. And when they went back to get it, it took them hours and hours. If there had just, you know, been someone who happened to find it, they could have turned their whole life around.
Yeah, that's true. But instead, they cost the Kansas City Police Department several hours.
And hundreds of dollars manpower.
Not ideal, but at least those people are safe.
They
are. I keep thinking of Dora the Explorer every time you say backpack.
Why? Is she big on the backpacks?
Backpack, backpack. Oh, Tim, one day when you have children, you will understand the hell that is Dora the Explorer.
I never
You're
left.
Making it sound more and more. It's 8:05. It is time for Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convy, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Great view of the Dolly Parton mug. Why would you want to miss it? Follow us on there right now on Instagram. Lots to get to. We told you earlier about Starbucks Black Friday deals starting today, so get out there. $40, you get a nice little mug thing, and you get a bunch of free stuff in January. So get on that for sure. Okay. Other new products coming out. Dunkin' Donuts candles. Who's into scented candles? You guys?
Me. I love them.
Yeah. My wife, yes.
Yeah. I have to do a candle exchange in a week.
Ooh, really? That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Favorite scents?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
Pine.
You're right. Christmas tree.
A little tiny one.
Mm. I also like cilantro pineapple, which I know sounds disgusting.
Ooh, no, it sounds good.
But it's fantastic. It's a great, if you're going to sell your house, fragrance.
Oh,
it's very clean.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to know about all the scents.
I'm just saying.
Can I interest you in some Dunkin' Donuts candles? And before you answer, let me tell you the scents. Original coffee blend.
Mm.
Peppermint mocha.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And old-fashioned donut.
Yep.
All of those
are good.
Yes to
all of them.
Yep.
You're in?
Yeah. I love the smell of coffee. And donut smell for sure.
Yum.
Peppermint mocha. I love a peppermint. Yep.
Well, they're out, folks. They're out there. Grab them.
Okay.
Maybe I can interest you.
Are they at the store or online?
Online. It's okay. A place called
.com.
How do you spell that?
Do, one do, O. Do, homesick. Do, they're do. Called Homesick.
Okay.
Get them online. Okay. Kit Kat. New Kit Kat's coming out. Kit Kat has all kinds of crazy flavors in other countries, and it looks like they're going to bring them over here next year, too. We're talking about orange creamsicle, cotton candy, and cherry cola Kit Kats. Who's on board?
Cherry cola, yes.
Yeah.
I'll do cotton candy.
Yeah, they're also more expensive over there. Like, there's a German Kit Kat that's $17.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too much for a Kit Kat, Carl.
Yes, it is.
That's random.
Yes, I won't pay it.
So random.
I refuse. Jill Devine brought us some foreign Kit Kats from, I'm going to go with Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
They were delicious.
Were they green tea?
Green tea Kit Kat.
See, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So, I don't like the white chocolate Kit Kats. I don't like the orange ones that they have for Halloween, which I think is like that. What was the first one you mentioned?
Like the orange and
the
cream.
Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah, the creamsicle, it's going to be the same, or it's going to be white chocolate. Ugh. White chocolate, no.
I'm all for it.
Okay. You're getting paid by big Kit Kat money.
Yeah, I am. I've always been upfront about that.
It's either Mars or somebody.
How about this for Busch Beer fans? And I know there's a lot of you listening. Busch Beer just created a new flannel Christmas stocking that's 5 feet long and insulated on the inside. They say you can fit 12 cans of beer inside the insulated part and keep it cool for hours and hours.
It's a funny gift for somebody.
And not a bad thing to stash during the holidays. Like your family comes over and if it gets to a certain point, you're like, I gotta go to the stocking.
Yeah,
it's keeping them cool. You don't have to, you know, you can kind of hide them. They're not in the refrigerator where anyone else can get to them.
Yeah.
I think it's a good deal.
Yeah, I think it's a good deal, too.
Just $20.
Oh, yeah. It's like when I went to Warm Springs Ranch last year in Boonville, you know, run by AB, and they had the Budweiser mitten beer holder.
Oh, yeah.
But they only sell one. They don't sell them in pairs.
Well, it's just more responsible that way.
Yeah, right.
Well, $20, Bush's online store, so check that out.
Food stamps!
And finally, Thanksgiving Thursday. You got to be careful, guys. A lot of people injuring themselves while carving a turkey. 15% of families have had somebody hurt themselves.
It is a greasy situation, right?
Yeah,
a little bit of slippery knife kind of deal.
Or an electric knife that you don't use very often.
Yeah. Oh, and you're like, oh, cool, novelty, the family's here.
My finger.
My mom busts out the electric knife.
Really?
Yes.
You're 7 bushes deep from your stocking. And
also, well, not just 15% injured by carving the turkey, but they always tell those stories about people who lit their house on fire because they deep fry the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And
oops. In their garage.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you have
raining.
To make sure that thing's thawed and there's not a lot of water on it.
Right.
And they do, like, let's do it right next to the vinyl siding on the side of the garage.
You got to be careful out there.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like 4th of July, everybody's like, all right, we got to look out. A lot of stuff happens. Thanksgiving, it's happening as well, and you guys need to be careful.
Yeah.
That message brought to you by Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram right now at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Don't burn it down with your turkey. Today, we're going to see a high in the low 60s. Right now, 48. And it looks like some rain. Sue, have you heard this? Some rain coming later this afternoon. And there are some tornado warnings?
Yeah, I heard that they were concerned about the wind. I hadn't heard that it had gone up that far. But yeah, apparently later today.
Like, very isolated. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. We're changing things up a little bit this morning, and we've been talking about it all morning long. Usually in just a few minutes, we have Entertainment Schmig, but this is Entertainment Schmig worthy. Joining us this morning, we are very excited. You may know her best as Beth in This Is Us. married to Randall, St. Louis's own Sterling K. Brown, and she stars in the new Fred Rogers film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I think we're...
Oh, you meant, are we ready?
Yes, yes, because I thought that Susan would be on the... Are we ready?
Now we are.
Okay. Joining us this morning, Susan Kelechi Watson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you? Did I pronounce your middle name correctly?
Yeah, you got it like perfectly right on the first try.
Boom. Okay, good. Good. Now, we have to start by saying we want to talk about A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, but you know we're here in St. Louis, and we love Sterling K. Brown because he's our hometown guy.
Absolutely. How can you not?
Yeah. And he was actually in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. I was at an event where he spoke for the American Cancer Society, and he was amazing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I feel like he's as great a guy in person as he is playing Randall on This Is Us.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And we love your character, Beth, as well. I mean, I feel like you and Randall have been through a lot, and there are definitely some relationship goals to be had from that show.
Well, you know, we hope so. You know, we try to do the ups and downs as honestly as possible, and so... you know, they're still hanging in there together. I think they're in it for the long haul. And, you know, we're always happy to see when people think that, you know, we're relationship goals. We never set out to be, but it's a pretty cool thing to get, yeah.
It really is. Do you know how that series ends, or are you being kept in suspense too?
Do I know how This Is Us ends?
Yeah.
I know a bit of it. I don't know, in all honesty, I don't know all of it, but I know that our show's creator, Dan, knows. And yeah, I don't even know what's happening at the end of this season. It's funny, this is like the first season. It feels like I don't have to keep the secret. I don't know the secret.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, people might have to go to somebody else besides me. I have no clue what's going on in the next episode. So I do know it's something that he does. He's, you know, aware of. And I don't think it'll let us down. I really don't. I think it'll be an amazing way, you know what I mean? Like a really earned way to end the series.
I think so, too. And now, what's the biggest plot twist that's aired so far that took you by surprise?
I love the one that just happened last week when we see Rebecca, you know, experiencing, like, the early stages of either dementia, Alzheimer's, and like, we think it's happening in the same day, and then we turn around and find out it's happening the next year.
Yes.
And we play with time again, and then we find out, you know, in a year that Kevin and Randall aren't talking, and, you know, his fiance, Kevin's fiance, and there was just all these, I was like, what?
I know, I know. Not since, Susan, I think not since Grey's Anatomy, I'm trying to think of some other big show, have I had to stay off social media the day after a show airs? Because This Is Us.
Yeah.
Last week's episode, I was like, wait, what? I woke up one morning, turned on my phone, and I immediately knew what happened in the episode of This Is Us. And I was like, that's it. I have to put a reminder to myself to not open
right.
my phone.
Oh, thank you. I think when we got that episode a lot, some of the scenes were redacted. So I didn't know either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I get to watch, too, sometimes, you know, with everybody else and find out what's going on.
And so excited about A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Tell us about that and the role you play.
I play Andrea Vogel, and I am the wife of Lloyd Vogel. And basically, I've just had a baby, and we, you know, career professionals, and it's, you know, our first child, and my husband Lloyd is trying to kind of still do life as it was before we had a kid, and I'm trying to adapt to life with a kid, and his father comes back into the picture after abandoning him in his childhood, and I'm trying to help him to, you know, engage that relationship and try to, like, smooth things over there and maybe give him another chance. And there's all these, you know, bumps that we're going through right now. And Fred Rogers steps in because Lloyd has to do an interview with him for Esquire magazine. And it's what happens when he steps in, and Lloyd, who's usually a really sort of, you know, sensational writer and can really do, like, these scathing interviews and, like, articles, steps in with Mr. Rogers and has to write an article about him, a man who doesn't have any dirt on him and can sort of, like, out-interview him. Mr. Rogers is somebody who's used to asking questions as well, and how he steps into our lives and changes things. So that's, you know, kind of the Mr. Rogers effect, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what the movie ends up being about.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the movie's out now. It's getting great reviews. Was Mr. Rogers a part of your life growing up? Was that something you watched or something you learned more about him making the film?
No, I watched Mr. Rogers all the time. He was like a regular part of my childhood. Yeah. He was definitely in my childhood block of, like, Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street, you know? It was an everyday thing. You know, me and my brother would watch, and the reruns, I guess, came on in the mornings. And I just vividly remember watching him all the time and how, you know, he was just speaking to us personally. It just felt very personal, felt very intimate, but it was also really fun. Like, I loved all the characters. I loved the neighborhood of make-believe, and I love, you know, Trolley and, you know, everybody who would knock on the door and visit. And, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's one of those things, like, kids look forward to that kind of regularity, and, you know, you have something that you can kind of count on, and you know what's going to happen in some ways, but yet there are some surprises. And I remember all the songs, you know, and I remember singing along with the songs. And there are songs that we use in the movie that I can sing along with, you know, verbatim. And it's really cool to have that memory. It happens at such an early time in our life, you know, that it kind of gets imprinted forever. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a certain nostalgia you feel every time it comes around. So I keep saying I feel like I've been preparing for this role since I'm 5 years old because and didn't know it, you know what I mean? Because I've been studying Mr. Rogers from the time I was little.
Oh, yeah. Susan Kelechi Watson, Beth on This Is Us, and starring in the new Fred Rogers biopic, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, along with Tom Hanks. I think watching the documentary on Mr. Rogers last year, there was so much we didn't realize as kids. Like, he was tackling really heavy stuff for children's programming, and his show was so groundbreaking. I think at the time, as kids, we didn't realize that. But we have a movie kid. We have a movie kid who comes in and reviews movies for us. He's 11, and he saw a beautiful he saw A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And he said, what he said,
he feels like the world needs Mr. Rogers now more than ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at him. Is he available for our PR team?
Yeah, yeah, right.
We're not going to let you have him. We're quite fond of him.
No, you don't want to let Sony have him? All right. That's fine.
Well, you have Sony calls.
Yeah, no, I hope it is. I hope it is. But I would say it's not a Fred Rogers biopic. I think the documentary far more follows Fred Rogers' life. And this is actually more about Lloyd, you know, and sort of what happens when Mr. Rogers steps into his life. And that was the interesting take on it that felt interesting for all of us, is that, oh, it's actually not, you know, Fred Rogers. It's sort of what happens in encountering him, you know. And and still, you know, you still get so much of who he was from that, because he really was who he proclaimed to be.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, especially in this day and time, to talk about somebody, you know, who we've grown up with, and they are who they said they are. You know, I think we need that right now, too.
I think we do. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to talk with us this morning. And I think a lot of people are going to be spending at least part of their Thanksgiving weekend going to see this movie. Susan Kelechi Watson from A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You need to calm down.
hate the Courtney and Company morning show, minus the Courtney, minus the Kevin. Carl, the intern's in for Kevin, minus the Lance. We have Sue Thomas filling in, doing traffic. And I was going to say, minus the birthdays today, because Nikki Glaser's in studio.
Yay! Yeah, who cares about birthdays?
Happy birthday if you're celebrating.
Thank you.
We got Nikki here because Courtney's out. You guys remember when I was out and you guys got Mark Wahlberg?
What?
No.
They had a call with Mark Wahlberg the day I was out, and I was like, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's
Tim's out, you call Wahlberg. That's how it goes. How are you? You're in town for the holidays with your family.
Yes.
And then you're back here February 22nd.
February 22nd.
Second show added.
First one's selling great. I think there's still tickets available to that one, but 7 o'clock and a 9:30 show. I'm so excited. First theater tour, all new material. I'm bringing special guests. It's going to be an extravaganza. I'm so excited. It's my new hour is amazing. And
all new material since the Netflix special, which just came out.
Just came out October 1st, banging on Netflix now. And then I have another special coming out on December 31st as part of the Degenerate series on Netflix. And it won't be material from that either. I'm pretty prolific, to be honest with you.
You've been touring like crazy.
Nonstop. Yeah. I have no life. I legit don't have a life. I do is work. My opening joke recently is, I always just say how many sets I've done this week. This is my 18th set this week because I don't have a boyfriend. And it's true. Like, I don't have a life, so all I do is work. And because all I do is work is I'm really, really funny. Like, not right now, but like, generally. Like, the people are always just like, how do you write so much material? Because I don't have a life outside of working. So if you work hard enough, like, things just happen. And I'm all naturally funny.
Which comes first? Do you not have a life because you're working so hard and you're determined to get all this new material out? Or do you not have a life so you're like, I guess I'll work?
It's both. I think a fear of having nothing to do causes me to book shows because I'm like, well, what if I don't have plans into it? Like, you have to book shows in advance. So I'm always just like, well, in 2 weeks, what if I don't have anything? What if no one wants to hang out with me? No, what if that night, like if I'm in New York City for one weekend where I'm not on the road and don't have shows, I put in avails for the Comedy Cellar. I like tell the booker, hey, I'm going to be in town this week. And then I get like 8 sets that night. So I don't even have a chance to, like, if someone wanted to take me out on a date, good luck. I don't have any time. But I also don't have time because I'm scared no one will ask me on a date. So I'm stuck between a rock and loneliness.
And you also notoriously never cancel. You've got all these weekends. You're going to clubs. You don't need to do it, as I think you know.
No,
you've got the Netflix specials. You've got a theater tour coming up.
You have Netflix,
but you're still
money.
Like, I can't cancel on
sweet.
Tucson.
I think I made, what did Eddie Murphy make, $70 million? So sure. I was pretty close to that.
Did you see what Monique said recently?
I think I got his budget for like Starbucks for my special. Wait, what, Monique? Oh yeah, Monique came after them.
Yeah, because she said like Eddie Murphy got all this money, Chris Rock got all this money.
Yep.
And she did not get paid that much.
I know. I was proud of her for doing that. I wish I could come after them, but I just want another special and I'll do it for less next time. Because really it's just a billboard of your face on the internet. I was famous for 2 weeks this October. My face was everywhere on Netflix, and I'm not joking you. Overnight, I was being recognized in the street. People were trying to like quietly take pictures of me on the train. Like,
nice.
I was a celebrity overnight. It was wild. I had just done the roast Alec Baldwin too, so my face was like everywhere for 1 week, and I was like, this is my life now. Like, this is just it. And I swear to God, it is completely stopped. Like, I didn't know you could go from being famous to not famous overnight, but that is what I was an overnight nobody. So you just, but that's also the compulsion is to, if I stop, people will forget and other people will eclipse me. And so I have to keep going. And it's,
you must stop and realize that that's insane every now and then, right?
No, Tim, I don't think it's insane. I really do think it's true. If I'm not doing comedy one night, someone else is, and they're going to get one more rep in that I could get. And then I get worse and they get better, and I have to stay good because there's so much competition.
And what's the end game? You win
$70 million.
You get that Eddie Murphy money.
I host SNL someday. That's my next goal. I've achieved all of my goals. I've realized I don't really want to be in movies. I don't really care. I want to host SNL, and
but
then after I do that, I can die happy. And what?
And you have been in movies.
Yeah, I've been in movies. But, like, in terms of, like, my own movie, like, some people want, like, an Academy Award someday or an Emmy. I just want, I want to host SNL. And I think that's it. And then after that, I could probably retire. I might get into porn after that. A lot of people go, okay, you can't do porn because what other kind of, you can't have a legitimate career if you get into porn. Well, what if you've already had a legitimate career? Then you can get into porn. And then people are, can you have a legitimate porn career? I'm actually, I had a porn star on the show the other day, my radio show on SiriusXM. If you have SiriusXM or a rental car, you can listen.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No, don't tune in. Who cares? Screw Sirius. Terrestrial forever. So, Y98. Why would you need Sirius if you have this? This is a great morning show, by the way.
It's
I'm grateful to be here. It really is. I love this show so much. I'm so excited to be here.
No. So, on your show, you're allowed to
on
mention
my show,
your show.
I had a porn star, and like I was talking about it, and I was like, yeah, that's the final frontier for old glazed dog. I haven't done that yet. I feel like I'd be pretty good at it. And like, I don't care. And I'm milfing out hard. You know, like anytime I watch porn and I look at a girl and I'm like, oh, I kind of look like her. You know, you like to watch porn where you like maybe look like the person.
Nope.
Really? Oh, give me a break. Where you can kind of blur your eyes and imagine you might be there. No. Okay, you can't even agree with me. Yeah, well, that's what I do. And sometimes I look at it and it's always a MILF now. Mm. Any woman that resembles, if you're 35 and up, you're MILF porn. And it's just the way it is.
So you got a while anyway.
I want to ask about Dancing with the Stars.
Please.
Yes. Can I do that?
Yes.
Because we just talked about it in Entertainment Schmig this morning.
Yep. Last night, Alan Bernstein, Hannah Brown crowned the winners.
Yes. First
good job.
Female winner in a while.
Yeah, that show is pretty sexist.
But maybe it's turned around now, right?
No, I mean,
the first winner was a woman.
How'd she do it?
I mean, I just take offense to that. I feel like they didn't like me because I was a woman that was like, I like who I am. And they're like, we don't really care for this kind of confidence in a woman.
We've said it with like American Idol and Dancing with the Stars, like the voters tend to vote for the men. And
yeah,
somebody said that
don't
years
like
ago.
Women. Did you not know that? I know you're listening and you're like, yes, I do. Oh, okay, cool. But like, I've learned that being a woman is utter garbage. It's one of the worst things to be. If you got to choose what you could be, no one would choose woman. And I don't want to hear any argument of like, I love dressing up. Do you? Do you love dressing up, girls? Do you love wearing skimpy clothes that make you cold whenever it gets up below 70 degrees? Do you like wearing tight clothes that make you feel fat if you gain 1 pound? Do you like getting your nails done where you have to sit in a salon and look out the window and wonder what people are doing out there in the world breathing oxygen? You can't even be on your phone because you can't touch your phone because your nails are wet. You can't talk to the woman doing your nails because slavery. You're just, you literally are just like locked into this beauty cycle that I resent being a woman. And Dancing with the Stars, I felt like I got voted off right away because I was a confident woman, and they don't need that on the show. They don't need a woman that's like, I like who I am and I'm excited to be here. Hannah Brown was the first. She won because she was the Bachelorette and she's good and it's part of the ABC family. I mean, sorry. A riggy, riggy, rig, 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 rig. It's not rigged because voting, it does factor into it, a huge factor. It's half voting and then half judges scores. But the judges are persuaded and so is America by the way the show is produced. You can produce a show and make people vote a certain way if you want to. I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm just saying that they can do certain things that make you vote a certain way.
But it's basically rigged.
Yep. It's basically...
Oh, I didn't realize this was a duet.
So you can make me out to be the villain on the show and make me seem like I'm dirty and I'm not on brand with the show, and you can structure the show in a way that makes people not want to vote for me. That's what they did, and that's what they do. The producers know what they're doing on the show, so they can. You might think you have autonomy in your vote, but you've been persuaded by voting.
Yeah.
By the way it's produced.
And I think 90% of the people who are tuning in and voting anyway, it's just an escape for them. They're not that caught up in all that stuff.
There are sad women at home who wish they could be dancing on the show, and they can't, so they vote for the men because they are jealous of the women.
Mm.
Shots fired. Sorry.
Shots.
Am I bitter that I didn't know and voted for you in Dances with the Stars? You're damn right I am. Was there a power outage in my hometown of St. Louis when voting was happening? You're damn right there was. Were people calling and they were getting a busy signal, which no one has heard since 1998? Why were people getting busy? crazy signals in 2018 when they tried to vote for me on Dancing with the Stars. A riggy rig 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 rig. They wanted me off the show.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. We are still joined by Nikki Glaser in the studio. Woo-hoo. Nikki Glaser is going to be at the pageant February 22nd
yes.
for two shows. Pick up the shows. All new material. So even if you saw the special and you're like, ah, we just saw it, don't worry. All new material.
I feel like she put it out in the universe last time she was here, too.
Oh, the pageant thing?
Talk about putting things. Sometimes we put things out in the universe and then it happens in a weird way.
Manifestation.
So last time we asked you about the pageant, you're like, no, I'm not doing it until I know I can sell it out, and boom, you're here.
Yeah, and if I don't sell it out, I've already threatened St. Louis. Listen up, St. Louis. I'm going to switch. I'm going to stop saying St. Louis is my hometown. I'm going to start saying Cincinnati, because I was born in Cincinnati till I was six, and then I moved here, and I've always, because my parents are always like, you're from Cincinnati, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I love St. Louis. I hate Cincinnati. St. Louis is my hometown. I was raised here. This is the place I would be if I could live anywhere in the world, but I can't because my job demands that I live on the coast. I love St. Louis. But if you let me down and I don't get close to selling out, I am switching my Wikipedia to from Cincinnati. I'm going to say my hometown is Cincinnati, and I will turn my back on you, St. Louis. Please come out for these shows. Seriously, I love you so much. Listen, there's VIP tickets available, too, if you want to meet me. It'll be so much fun. And I'm not just like this basic meet and greet where it's just shake my hand, take a picture, on your way. Like, we can have a moment. You can tell me a story. You can tell me a joke. You can give me a gift. I can give you a hug. Like, we can really yuck it up. You can have an experience with me that you'll take into your life. Like, I like to give my fans experiences, and I really hope you're there for the Bang It Out Tour. Special guests. It's going to be incredible. I cannot wait.
Pageant website for tickets.
Two shows. February 22nd.
February 22nd.
Listen, get a ticket for Christmas for someone in your life who likes me.
It's a great gift.
It's such a good idea for a gift. You'd bang it. You'll have your shopping done today. If you go to NikkiGlaser.com/tour, go get the tickets there. And then also, if you don't have a friend to go with, go alone. Go to my shows alone. I always ask people to go to shows alone. You don't have to worry about anyone laughing at the right places. You don't need to worry about your laughter. You can meet other people that are going alone. I think it's so cool if you go to comedy shows alone.
I go with friends and just insist that we sit in different parts of the
really?
Venue. Yeah.
That's not true.
That is true.
Really?
No, it's not true.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
But a lot of people don't have friends, and they don't go to comedy shows because they're like, I don't have anyone to go with.
No, it's a great,
go
I agree.
Alone.
It's a great, great experience. Okay. I want to talk about Pete Davidson. I'm a fan. I don't know him. You guys are running around the same comedy clubs and stuff in New York City.
Yes.
He comes up in Entertainment Schmig here that we do on the show fairly often because of he's dating somebody new all the time. Some of the most beautiful women in the world, and a variety, too. Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, and now his latest, if you haven't heard, he is dating the 18-year-old daughter of Cindy Crawford. And if you haven't seen a picture of her,
Cindy Crawford's clone.
She looks just
Kaya
like
Gerber.
Cindy Crawford.
She's
did
hotter than Cindy Crawford.
In 1989.
Sorry.
So I love it. But people always want to say, well, how's he doing it? He's not a bad looking guy by any means.
No, he's not a bad looking guy, but come on now. That's not right.
So break it down.
Break it down. He's famous. That's all it takes. He's funny and he's famous. Yes, that's it.
That's fine. But Zac Efron is famous and doesn't have a hit list like that. Neither do
he. Could
I can name 25? Davidson just choosing to do it.
Yeah, Davidson is just going after it, and he seems like a fixer upper as well. Like he seems like these girls probably like those flipping shows. He does seem like he could flip.
They got their
Davidson
tool belt on.
Yeah, but it's infuriating. I love Pete Davidson. I've known him since he was like 16 or something. He's always been cute, but I'm sorry. Kaya Gerber cute? No.
You're not buying it.
No. I'm so frustrated, Tim. I gotta be honest with you. It's like, guys can always date women that are out of their league if they get a little bit. But by the way, this isn't even about famous guys. Men as a whole date women who are as good looking as them or better looking. Women, however, have to date men as good looking as them or less good looking. It never deviates from that.
And it does deviate from that.
No, it doesn't,
you
Tim.
You see it all the time.
No, you never
yes
see it. Tim, you never see a girl with a guy who's more attractive than her ever.
That's
and if
not
you
true
do, okay, the one, maybe we all, maybe you're driving in the car and you're like, yeah, I know one couple. Well, what do you say about that couple? You go, he's really hot. And she's pretty cool with the fact that he's gay. That's so fun that they have that relationship. That's what they said. If you get a handsome husband, handsomer than you are pretty, people think your husband's gay because why would he be with someone less attractive than him? However, women always have to be with someone less attractive than them because that's just the way this world works. It isn't fair. I don't like it. I want a guy who's hotter than I get than I am. And I am not allowed to have one as a woman. And
You're allowed.
No, I'm not.
You're allowed.
I can't get one, Tim, because any guy who's more attractive than me, especially in the industry, oh my God, they're dating women that are far out of their league.
Well, then don't date guys in the industry.
Well,
I want the dumbest thing you could do.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You're in the industry, Tim. You're one of these guys. Aren't you a catch?
Yeah, I'm a catch. I'm not saying that every guy in the industry is a catch, but I'm saying a couples where they're both in the industry, it's a challenge.
You
don't have to look just within the industry.
What am I going to do?
It's only
going to
be harder, especially
Tim?
Where you are.
No, Tim, I can't date a regular person.
Yeah, you can.
No, I
date
can't.
It, find a chef.
They couldn't handle
or
it.
Or a fireman. Rachel's got a fireman. It's fantastic.
It's not going to happen. I want someone who's really funny, unfortunately.
There are funny chefs and firemen.
Are there?
Yes. We can go through this. I want to switch. Can we talk about this real quick?
This is just my final point about Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Kaia Gerber, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Kaia Gerber, he's dated the hottest chick from every industry. Pop star, model, actress, right? Mm-hmm. That's like, he's dating within the top five of each industry. He is not a 10. Pete Davidson should not be dating these women if you're just looking at looks alone. Do you know who he should be dating?
Who?
Me!
There
me,
it is.
Tim! That's as good as he should be able to get. And the problem is, let me just say, men who are as attractive as me, other comedy nines in the comedy world, they wouldn't even look at me because they get to date 10s. They get to date supermodels because women are attracted to men with a microphone. Men are not attracted to women with a microphone. Every man listening right now is like, shut up, mom. Stop
but the guys
talking.
That you're talking about, these comedy guys, the guys who are funny and hot or whatever, they've all got fragile egos, so they don't want to go anywhere near you.
What does that mean?
Because you're so funny. It's a different thing. It's not just because
not
life
fair.
Isn't fair.
That's not fair.
Listen, I feel like there's a guy listening right now who has already purchased his VIP ticket, and not only is he going to give you a hug and
chef?
Give you a gift, he's going to ask you out here in St. Louis, and not
chef?
Only will St. Louis be your hometown, but you will have the man from St. Louis.
I know that there are guys that want to take me out that are attractive. They come to shows. One guy did a meet and greet, and I think he didn't feel like he shot his shot well enough, so he came back the next night and bought another meet and greet ticket. And I was like, dude, I can't. Yeah. I'm sorry. So I understand that there are many men out there who are like, wow, I think it's really sexy that you're on stage with a microphone. I think it's really powerful. I love a sexy, powerful woman. I don't like those kind of men.
I think that says as much about you as it does.
It does.
You want to blame society. You want to blame culture. You want to blame America. But so much of it is on you,
I think. It's society's problem. When a woman sees a guy with a microphone on stage commanding the attention of a crowd, our cavewoman brain goes, oh, he's the tribe leader. He'll protect me during war times. He knows where the food storage is. I want to be his queen. When a guy sees a woman with a microphone being like, I was going to say something gross, but you know what I'm saying? Like, my boobs itch, or whatever I say on stage. They're just like, go knit something. Like, go put a pot on the stove. That's not to say that I don't have interesting things to say. Men just aren't like, they don't get turned on by women on
the
stage.
The ones that you like. You even said it.
I don't.
It's different. You just have to find that overlap between the ones that you like that aren't threatened by that stuff. And I would say that it exists. Neil Brennan did a thing the other day. This was so incredible to me. Neil Brennan's how old is Neil Brennan?
Probably 40.
Pushing 50, probably.
Yeah.
And he's not married. And he says it's like the hardest thing in the world to do is to find somebody, that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, to find your soulmate. But everybody acts like it's the easiest thing in the world.
Oh, it's so hard.
So like if you take a half court shot, everyone's like, whatever. But it's not like you miss that half court shot and everybody goes, you should examine your relationship with your parents. It's such a hard thing to do, and we act like it's just easy.
I completely agree with you. But it does help to be attracted to good people by working on yourself. So you should work on yourself so that, because I'm not attracted to men who actually like me because I have low self-esteem. Come see my show February 22nd at the pageant. But I do And I know everyone listening has suffered at some point with this, where like someone likes you a lot and you're like, what are they seeing me? I don't get that. And so you reject them because they like you too much. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, if someone likes me too much, I'm like, I'm a little suspicious. I want a guy who's playing a little hard to get.
And that's your stuff. And we'll continue to work on this.
Stuff. We'll continue to work on it.
All right. Nikki Glaser.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Rap, 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 rap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
All right, as the show comes to a close, and we're T-minus like 23 minutes away from Tim flying solo tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tune in, guys. There could be guests. Mm-hmm. There could be mishaps. There could be chaos. It's going to be great radio, and I hope you'll join me 5:30 in the morning. Today, I think the chaos was all behind the scenes today, I think.
Oh, tomorrow it's going to be on the air.
Yeah.
We'll see. Or it'll just sound like a regular show.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Natasha Bedingfield. She's 38. DJ Khaled!
DJ Khaled!
Is 44, and Tina Turner is 80.
Oh,
I got your celebrity birthdays in there.
Tina's 80.
I know.
Lives in France.
She has an accent now.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
She does?
She talks very
French. Like Madonna?
Yes, very affected, transatlantic, that whole
got it.
Thing. What's love got to do with it?
intangible gifts we wish we could give people. New survey. Mm. Top 5. Good health, peace of mind, time, patience, and rest.
Mm. Those are good.
Yeah.
Giving someone patience is sort of passive aggressive, though, right? Like, oh, I just wish you could be more patient.
I wish that on you.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could give you anything, it'd be patience.
Whoa.
And the strangest Black Friday item. This would be a great job. Just going through the web and like looking at everybody's Black Friday deals and picking out the best of the weirdest. Costco.
Yeah.
Costco, I go in for like a 2-pack of ketchup and I end up spending $400.
You get an 80-pack of ketchup.
I'm like, oh, pajamas and a swing set and a rotisserie chicken. Like, it's just random.
And a stationary bike.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond ring.
How about this? A sauna.
Okay.
They're selling a 3-person sauna.
At home?
It is $800 off. You can buy it for $1,400.
But it's
just a giant box. It
3-person sauna sounds small.
Tight, yeah. I mean, how much room do you need? In their website photo, it's just the 3-person sauna is just sitting in the middle of someone's living room.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have an uncle who has one in his bathroom.
He does.
Yeah, I was just like,
what?
Checking out the place. I was staying at his place. He wasn't there. And you went to his bathroom and there's just this big wooden box there. It's a sauna.
Do you have to like heat up the coals or the rocks or does it have oven or water?
I have no idea.
Oh. So many questions.
I don't think I'm a sauna guy.
You don't think so?
I don't like to sweat.
Do you like the steam?
I don't think so.
I like the steam rather than sauna.
Yeah, I don't think I do either of those things. I like to nap.
That's good.
Yeah. I got a big napping spot in the middle of my place.
You mean your bed?
Yeah, yes. But it's great.
All right. I think it's time for us to wrap it up.
Hold on. Then we do this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.